I didn't really know what to really say to those people that are finishing today, but you've got a very interesting year ahead of you. It's a good milestone. It actually feels great. I've been eagerly waiting to come back for about the last 2 months. I could barely stand it. So
he lives in Atlanta. He commuted to do the process last year.
So one of the things that happened for me was you go through this very uneventful, stressless, non-intense period, and I went back home. And for me, I was a little bit falling off the cliff because, unfortunately, at least I'm not aware of it, I don't know of any of this type of work or groups in the Atlanta area. So I was pretty isolated at first. And the first month and a half was a little rough because you come off of this, you've made such progress, you're just, totally energized, and then it went to a screeching halt. And in my recognizing one of my patterns now was I didn't go reach out. So my first comment to the graduates is, I assume you're all local?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Okay, good. Well, take advantage of that. Take advantage of that.
She's
being us. Yes. No, take advantage of that. You have lots of opportunities. I didn't really do that, and I look back and go, why did I do that? So that was another pattern I got to revisit and modify. But one of the things that's really nice is you will go into, there are lots of things happening. I have three sons. I deal with my ex-wife on a very regular basis, and that's always a very smooth, wonderful experience. And the best part about that was coming back was I've been able to manage that, all those relationships, a whole lot better. And that's the really cool part, is you get to all this stuff that you do through, the stories and the whole nine yards. This gave you an opportunity to package them all up nicely. And the way I look at it is you put it behind you and use them for appropriate reference and detach from that mess, which is hugely helpful. And the other thing is, when you do have the crises, you're able to, you don't get sucked into it as much. And if you do, you can correct that. And the other thing that's nice is you're now have, like, I think Vera reminded me what I said, because I commented when I spoke here last year, I don't even remember what I said, but one of the things that I used, the metaphor that I used was, I got an enormous lens cleaning, which is absolutely the case. And what that lens cleaning does for you, or did for me at least, was you're now open to a lot of new experiences and opportunities that you, because you're doing this before, you're much more open to. And I think that's really cool, because you'll be able to take on things that I had three major objectives this year. I've made enormous progress on two of them, whereas before I would have possibly sabotaged it in some form or manner, making it less effective. So you're a little bit more able to capitalize on that, which I highly recommend you do. And the other part of that is you realize how much more you've got ahead of you, and the ability to be able to manage the road, the bumps, the hiccups, is enormous. I can't tell you enough on that. So all I can say is, it is, hopefully not overusing this statement, but for the graduates here, it is really good to be you right now. I can tell you that, because it is like Vera mentioned, it's the before and the after, and the after is way better. Because you've got tools now that have a lot of them will help you greatly. So, without a doubt, this is well worth the effort, and it just gets better. So, remember that, because it just gets better. That's about all I have to say.